And good evening. I don't know what happens with our music here. Our music just never seems to want to start. It is Thursday evening. It is Intuitive Soul Radio. And we have two guests tonight. We have Eloisa da Silva Porto. Is that correct?
Yes, correct.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Sorry. The best you can do.
Eloisa
da Silva Porto.
There you go. And you are from Soma Soul Dynamics.
Yeah, I have also a school called Shamanic Psychotherapy School.
That's right, yeah. Which is great. Mm-hmm. So why don't you tell me, you've done a lot of great things. I mean, I'm looking at your list of things that you've done, and you have shamanic psychotherapy, you have spirit release therapy, which I'm like really wanting to know what that's all about, and sand play therapy. But why don't we talk a little bit about what it was that drew you into the life that you're living now, and you know, what brought this about? What was it about you that brought you on this journey?
That's a very interesting question, because I never planned to be where I am, and maybe part of me knew and planned. I always drawn to spirituality, always drawn to psychotherapy, because I started suffering from depression when I was 15, so I always wanted to heal myself, and always drawn to the earth. So I live in the earth, in the countryside, for 11 years. And I'm from Brazil, and when I came to Canada, after a while, I thought to myself, I need to find people that speak my language. And I ended up being in a course of transpersonal therapy. And there I met some shamanic psychotherapists. And I went to a workshop with them. And this is where my life changed around, that the unplanned became so clear that was planned somewhere else and in a bigger picture. I was in that workshop and find myself absolutely at home, dealing with everything that for me is life, is healing, and is therapy, from body work, dance, movement, connecting with the earth, psychotherapy, and sounding, and and sweat lodges. I had a initiation by spirit in a sweat lodge, and this was 1995. And from there, I start doing what I do today, and was still a road to get where I am today. But that's where it started. I couldn't say no. I couldn't hide anymore. I couldn't take another direction.
Right. Yeah. Wow. So you were very much guided.
Yes.
Very much guided, which is nice. Yeah.
But innocently guided, you know, I just was doing what I felt I needed to do. And and the present, the gift, was bigger than I ever could imagine.
Mm-hmm. Now, what type of shamanic school were you part of? Because your origin is Portuguese.
I'm Brazilian.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, you're nice.
But in Brazil, I did a lot of work in myself, and as I said, I live in the country, and I think that opportunity living in the country for 11 years helped me to really observe the nature, observe the rhythms of nature, observe the earth, and feel connected to that. But I, at that time, I was longing for something in the healing area, but I haven't done much there. I think if I look now back, I think I prepare all my life for what happened here when I came to Canada. Mm-hmm. So the shamanism I practice and teach is what we can call core shamanism, and more than that, it's a shamanism that all of us have inherited somehow. It's about connecting right. with the earth, connecting with the elements, connecting with spirit, and really trusting the intuition. And that was the way I was most initiated. I had two wonderful teachers at that time, and now are lovely colleagues and companions in what I do, always very enthusiastic about my growth. But they really helped me to trust what I was experiencing and trust the gifts that are coming through me or spirit moving through me. And this is what I want to teach people, is to really open up to their own gifts and to trust spirit.
Mm-hmm. And I think there are a lot of people that, as much as they know they have gifts, mm-hmm. we don't trust them. We yes. don't have faith yes. in our own inner ability to just be and to yeah. enjoy who we are yeah. and, you know, embrace that mm-hmm. aspect of who we are.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Absolutely. So that's great. Now, it does say something about you mm-hmm. being offering a really profound sweat lodge ceremony. Mm. What is do you do that in Toronto?
I do this out of town, not in Toronto, because sweat lodges are done in the forest. Mm-hmm. It's being the earth, and it's a very ancient ceremony. I think sweat lodge had been done all through the earth, in four corners of the earth, all cultures, all traditions had a form of sweat lodge. They vary a bit from the tradition, but they're everywhere. There is something that is very similar to sweat lodge, and it's a ceremony of purification. It's a ceremony of getting to know, but bodily know the earth spirit. A ceremony where you can feel one with the earth. And I was initiated in that, as I said, by spirit and the act with the leader. But what came to me was really, as they said, the spirit initiated you in really feeling at home in that place that is hot and mm-hmm. and is uncomfortable for most people, but for me is my home. Hmm.
So of course, you are from Brazil, which well, you like the heat.
And
you like
I have
it
Brazilian
hot.
People that cannot handle. It's a different kind of heat. It's heat, but there's all stuff that comes up, and some people cannot. But anyway, well, yeah, yeah, I my body can handle the heat for sure. But there's a bit more of that happiness.
Well, no,
lot.
That's. Yeah. I mean, it's yeah. a profound. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Transformation that can occur.
So I'm not sure if I answer your question, because you are, so you asked where I do. So I'm running sweat lodges in a retreat called Northern Lights Center that's close to Collingwood. Mm. I have done in another at Hockley Valley, and I do also when people invite me to build a sweat and initiate a sweat lodge in that property, I do that. If they have a group, and many times happen right. that at least right. once a year someone invited me to start a new sweat lodge.
Nice. Wow. And so tell me a little bit about your school. Mm-hmm. What do you teach? What is it that, like, do you okay. have a curriculum going all the time, or is it
yeah.
more?
Yeah, it's a school is 3-year program. Mm-hmm. And it's to give a base of psychotherapy in all modalities that I call experiential psychotherapy. There's a little bit of Jung psychology, there's art therapy that involved, that's body-centered psychotherapy. And with that base of shamanism, that is in all of that, to feel the ground, not only as that I'm feeling the ground, but I'm feeling the earth spirit, and working with the elements and honoring the nature and listening to spirits of nature. So that the shamanism penetrate or interrelate with all that I teach.
Right.
But the curriculum embraces various forms of experiential psychotherapy and some shamanic practice, as soul retrieval, as spirit releasement therapy,
Let's talk about that. What is spirit releasement therapy?
Yeah, spirit releasement therapy actually is not, I didn't learn from a shamanic tradition, although shamans do too. They might call extraction or maybe other names. Mm. I learned from William Bowden in Florida. And the therapy is about finding, differentiating, doing a diagnose to differentiate what is your own consciousness, that maybe is your wound as a child or a super personality, and what is someone else's consciousness in you. So it's very common, although we don't talk about this, that we have entities attached to us. And those entities can be from deceased human beings to ETs, extraterrestrial, or other forms of beings. Some are to help and some are not to help. So the spirit releasement therapy is a therapy that you take the client into a kind of meditation, and with the client, with the person, and through the person, we talk to those energies or entities. Sometimes they're part of the person, sometimes they're ancestry thought forms, and sometimes are other consciousness that can interfere pretty badly in someone's life. And so this is part of one of the things that I teach.
Yeah. Right. Interesting. I do a different mm-hmm. type of clearing work as well, but work with the same, that type of energy. Yeah. Interesting. And we should join up and talk about the differences of what that's like. You talk about a story that has impacted you in a way, and that was really how you sort of, I guess, it was something that resonated with you.
I remember that question. I thought, what a story impacted. Mm-hmm. I think there are many, but what came to me at that point, you want me to tell the story? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Was a story that I think I heard or saw in a tape of Carolyn Miss. And she was talking about an accident that happened in a highway, and that a person got very badly injured, a woman, and she went out of her body, and she could see people complaining about the traffic jam, and everything stopped, and most people were complaining and angry about what was happening. And as she was out of her body, she saw a light in a car, and that light, she recognized a person that was praying for her. And as she felt that prayer, she came back to her body. And because she had this experience out of the body consciously, she took note of the plate of the car where this woman was praying. And when she was recovered from the accident, she went to find out the person to say, thank you, I came back because of your prayers. And that touched me a lot, because especially working this area after death with entities, and for us to know how prayer is so powerful and how we are so connected, and sometimes we complain about things. There's nothing to complain, right?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's a beautiful story.
It is a beautiful story.
Yeah.
Hmm. You brought a drum.
I did. And I thought, maybe there's time for something.
Well,
maybe
it
not.
Might be a nice experience to just go through a little bit of a, what you do with the drum. I assume it's a form of meditation or a journey.
Yeah. Well, I could do a little journey, or just to drum and let the drum echo its own healing too.
Mm-hmm. That sounds lovely.
I used to drum and sound. I use a lot of sound in the healing, so that's also what I can do. What do you think?
I think that would be a great idea.
Okay.
Yeah. So we know a little bit about you and what the work that you do. It's it sounds lovely.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Can I stand?
Sure. We'll fix your mic for you.
Do you think the math is okay?
I think so, yeah.
Okay. So the drum is a caller. It calls spirit. It calls you to connect to the earth. It calls the ancestors to come to you, to guide you. It calls the power animals to come to you and guide you. All of us are able to feel the call. If you want, you there listening, to take this opportunity and feel your feet on the earth, ground your body, and close your eyes, and just allow the drum to speak with you and the sound to take you in whatever place it takes you that is connected to the spirit of the earth. If you enter in the experience, take your time to come back. Use your breath. Feel your feet connected to the ground. Honor the earth, honor your body. and honor the life in the planet.
Wow, that was quite powerful. Thank you.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
Yay. Yeah, that was lovely. And so this is just your spirit coming through you and just guiding you into what to do and feel. And
it is my spirit, and spiritus helps too. The helpers come, and I don't try to analyze. I just let my hands play and let my voice come through. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I'm very aware that's not only me. Sometimes it feels like me, but it's a bit more.
I'm sure that's the case most of the time.
So I just I surrender. It's something that I really love to. So I just surrender, and whatever comes is what is to be.
Right. You know? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's lovely. Is there anything that you would like to share with us of the work that you're doing, or is there anything special coming up that you want to talk about? Or
Well, about my work, I can say I'm going to go a bit of history here of my work, because more than 10 years ago, I was a co-founder of the Institute for Shamanic Psychotherapy with those two teachers that I had, and another woman. And we had that institute for maybe 7 years. The institute disappeared mostly because the two guys didn't want to continue in that format. And I always felt a longing to continue that work. And took me a few years to actually jump in and start the structure of the school that is in the third year now.
Right.
So it's a legacy from that time with a bit different flavor of what it was. It's different. The way the school runs is out of town, so it's in the nature.
Nice.
And it's in retreats, like 4-day retreats, 7 times a year. So this is the main program. That is the program to become a shamanic psychotherapist. That's the one I said 3 years. So people go 4 days, 7 times a year in the retreat center. And they live together and cook together.
Nice.
And learn together. And it's quite powerful in that way. And the connection with the nature there is quite powerful too. So it's exactly what I really feel it's appropriate, and I love that is this way. And I think this creates a bit of uniqueness to a kind of school, because most schools are in a kind of school setting,
mm-hmm.
and this is really a different setting. The TRIA program, actually, I'm starting now a new group in January. It's January 25th, that's the first module. So people that are interested or feel might be a resonance for them, it's still time to join. Also, this school now, I have 2 introductory workshops, and both of them are going to happen in January. And one is actually for people that are wanting to explore this shaman within. I call the awakening the shaman within. It's to explore your connection to the earth, to the elements, to the connection to the healer within us.
Mm-hmm.
And it's for people that doesn't need any experience, just the wanting, the desire to be there. And we explore drumming and journey and meditation and all the kind of things. And the other training that I'm doing is for professionals in the area of or psychotherapy or hypnotherapy or other health care practitioners that want to learn about this spirit releasement, but I'm combining in this course several things, and is the spirit releasement that is entity clearing, is soul retrieval, and other modalities of shamanic clearing, so clearing energies and clear lands and clearing. So I know you do that kind of work, Lori. So it's like that might have points of being the same and points that might. So I decided to do this training, and this is 4 modules of 5 days. And people will start learning a bit of past life regression, so soul journey, right? Mm-hmm. So it's all about the soul. A healing of the soul, I would say, and to heal the soul need clearing and need retrieval. So that's this other course.
Nice.
And I think other than that, it also that I offer through the school is Sweat Lodges. Beside the school, I have my private practice, and I see clients that just are looking for clarity in relationships or psychotherapy or a very spiritual, deep process. It's a variety of people I see, and I see people from a variety of communities too. I think part of me being a Brazilian and going through the process of immigration and attract lots of people that are from different cultures. So I see a variety of people and help them in the ways that they can. And part of my work as a therapist is also art therapist, because I paint for many years. And so this is part of my love, how to express and how to uncover things from the unconscious, sometimes through painting and the sand play therapy, as you said. So all of that, that's my work.
And what is sand play? Yes.
Sand play is a format of therapy that I could say is part of art therapy, but there is a specific technique and also ways of being present when someone's doing some play. And some play was born from a student of Jung, Dora Kauf. And she started doing this with kids. And then it spread through, I think, Europe first and then here. There's not a lot of sand play therapies, but it's a very powerful thing because it's nonverbal. And you express in the sand, you use figurines, and use sand and water, so everything is so concrete and so natural. And you express your inner world in there. And as you see the images also reflect back to you what's going on inside. And that's right. The process of growing. People who are into sand play, there is a website, sandplay.ca. That's the Association of Sand Play Therapy in Canada.
Nice.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, you do a lot of great work, and I think I'd like to experience a sweat lodge.
Well, the next sweat lodge is April 4th.
You do it in the spring?
The 5th, yeah. It's a Saturday, right. And I'm already having 5 people registered. That's very unusual, but people are calling ahead, so it's interesting. Nice. It's good. It's very good.
I think it'll have to be the next one, because that's going to conflict with my Puerto Vallarta experience with Bart.
And yeah, it's true. I was going to go, but then it's the 5th, so I... You know,
yeah,
be kind of something. The sweat lodge, if you have time, if part of the sweat lodge I do is not from a specific tradition. As I said, I learned from this shaman in Toronto called Robin Noye, and he received from spirit, from shamans, discarnate shamans, and we incorporate a bit of the conscious awareness of your psyche, of your emotions, of your attachments to things. So the ritual is about dying and letting go and becoming one with the earth, and then allowing spirit to awake you, allowing spirit to reborn you. And because it's so bodily and so with the earth, like you sit on the earth. Okay. So that's what creates very powerful experience.
Yeah, it would.
Yeah.
So give people a way to get a hold of you so that they can contact you.
Like the website... for the school is www.shamanic psychotherapy school, and mine is www.luisa-port.com. And both are in one website called Soma Soul Dynamics.
Okay.
And my phone is 416-651-8981.
That's great. And thank you very much for coming.
You're very welcome. So my pleasure. I love it.
That's great. And, we'll talk soon again, I'm sure. So now we're going to bring on our next guest, and I'm going to do a short, very short break.